I love this time of year, but it just doesn't last long enough. Soon, there'll be snow, and the days will become colder and shorter. Autumn is a call for us to get out now and enjoy the great outdoors. Maybe you've always wanted to try your hand at waterfowl hunting or musky fishing. Whatever your passion, the time is now.
Yamaha Canada proudly presents the Angler and Hunter Radio Show, the voice of anglers and hunters. On today's show,
General Manager of the Ontario Fur Managers Association, Robin Horwath, is here to talk about how you can become a trapper. Watching mallard duck migrations on your home computer is a reality thanks to folks like two-time OFH Research Grant Award winner Matt Palumbo. You won't want to miss this. A father and son perspective on this year's OFH Delta Heritage Day Youth Hunt, plus the October 3rd and 4th Hunting for a Deal sale at the OFH Mario Cortolucci Hunting and Fishing Heritage Center. The win, a Yamaha Alumacraft contest, and more on today's Angler and Hunter Radio.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pizer here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to the fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique pre-flex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit kingfishermultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Hunting season's getting closer. Hey, Mike Miller here, reminding you that Canadian Tire Pro Shops have everything you need for hunting season, from decoys and ammunition to trail cameras and game calls. Canadian Tire, Canada's hunting store.
It's time to put your year in gear. Canada's best-selling side-by-sides and ATVs are all under one roof, and they're all on sale right now at your Polaris dealer. You can get rebates as high as $1,000, financing as low as 3.98%, and more. Sportsman 570 and ETX come with a free 5-year extended warranty. And you could save over $1,100 on a roof, windshield, and winch package for Ranger XP900. Now's the time to search Canada's best-selling lineup of side-by-sides and ATVs and find the machine to match your passion. It's the Polaris XP sales event with rebates as high as $1,000 and financing as low as 3.98%. See your Polaris dealer now. Offers valid in Canada through 4/30/15 on select new full-size 2008 through 2015 models. See dealer for details, subject to grant approval. 5-year Polaris Protection Limited warranty coverage starts at date of purchase, subject to $50 deductible. ATVs can be hazardous to operate. Polaris adult models are for riders age 16 and older. Always wear a helmet and be sure to take a training course. Polaris machines are not intended for on-road use.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? Let all the rest get lost in the immediate. You reach out for the important. You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a lightweight hunting chair with built-in storage and carrying strap, an OFAH edition buck knife, a fold-up saw, Tink's deer lure, an electronic scent warmer, and advanced HS Scentaway. This limited time OFAH membership package is only $89.95. Care enough to join today.
Hey, are you fishing for better insurance? Good news! As an OFH member, you can catch some great savings on your insurance with BrokerLink. Plus, for a limited time, call for a quote and you'll be entered for a chance to win a Polaris Sportsman ATV. Now that's a real deal. Give BrokerLink a call today and see what we can do for you.
It's a good time to call BrokerLink. 888 769-0030.
Well, these cables are shot. Can't believe we have to go all the way back to finish this job.
Wrong. I just bought my new satellite phone from Globalstar. I'll call the warehouse and have them bring us the parts while we keep working.
Come on. Satellite phones aren't cheap, and the airtime is brutal.
Wrong again. Globalstar has a free phone offer right now. Their airtime plans are very affordable, and the sound quality is awesome.
Wow. A free satellite phone, affordable airtime, and awesome sound? I'm getting a Globalstar phone tomorrow.
You finally got it right.
Free phone offer is for a limited time only. Activation and select airtime plan is required. Visit globalstar.com/hunt today to get all the details.
Hey, this is Mike.
I'm his brother Mark.
And we're planning our futures.
I'm skinny dipping this weekend.
I'm doing something natural too, next year.
You're going naked?
I'm going to Fleming College.
Au naturel?
To take one of their natural resources or environmental programs. Fleming College has some of the best programs with lots of hands-on learning and field trips. And it's in the Kawarthas with lots of great outdoor things to do nearby.
And everybody's...
wearing clothes, Mark.
Oh.
Hey, if you're thinking about taking an environmental or natural resources program, check out Fleming College at flemingcollege.ca.
Head on over to the OFAH Mario Cordellucci Hunting and Fishing Heritage Center for amazing deals on hunting and fishing equipment. The OFAH TSC Hunting for a Good Deal sale will run October 3rd and 4th starting at 9 a.m. Save up to 50% on tree stands, ground blinds, fish finders, and more. Take a tour of the beautiful Heritage Center while your kids participate at the Excalibur Archery Range, the Stoger Air Rifle Range, and the Outdoor Fishing Pond each day from 11 to 3. Get what you need for this season on sale.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Fishing Corner is brought to you by Alumacraft and Kingfisher Boats, celebrating a tradition of excellence.
Welcome to the voice of Anglers and Hunters, Angler and Hunter Radio. I'm Randy Jennings. Joining us today is General Manager of the Ontario Fur Managers Association, Robin Horvath, to talk to you about trapping in Ontario and how you can get involved.
So how are you doing, Robin?
Very good, Randy. And yourself today?
Good, good, good. We know we don't talk a lot about trapping on this show, but it's a very important component of our Ontario heritage. What can you tell us about trapping the way it was and the way it is today?
Well, Randy, if you think of trapping, trapping is what's actually settled this great country of Canada. In the 1600s, the Europeans came over here in search of the quality furs that we had here to take back to their homeland. And it's much different today than it was then. The traps and the tools that they used have really progressed today into humane trap standards that we have in place 2015.
Yeah, so it's evolved. But we still do, from what I understand, we ship our furs all over the world.
Yeah, we with this agreement that we've signed with Russia and the European Union, it's allowed the furs from Canada to be able to be still sold globally, and it's a big market.
Yeah, so there's obviously a demand, probably growing demand.
Yes, there's a growing demand. We hit a peak 2 years ago. It was the highest sales and price for some species in the history of trapping in Canada. However, if you look at the economic situation right now in China and Russia and the rest of the world and the price of oil, everything seems the whole world has hung its hat around the barrel of oil. And because of the decrease in that, with what we're facing economy-wise, that's had a big impact on the price of fur.
Yeah, so it affects us. I think one thing that that I noticed with Angler and Hunter Radio, one thing I come across from time to time are older lads who have a lot of skills, tanning, skinning, craft, woodcraft, and this sort of thing. And something that the trapping trade has got some very strong heritage in. But for young people nowadays, it's tough for them to get that type of skill. And it always kind of concerns me that we're going to lose this if we don't use it, if we don't apply it. So is there an opportunity, I guess what I'm getting at, is for our young listeners, or anybody for that matter, to get involved in trapping?
Yes, there is. If you go to the Fur Managers website, www.furmanagers.com, we have a list of instructors in Ontario, certified instructors, that anybody can search out and contact to get the trapping course. The trapping course is available to youth ages 12 to 16,
oh,
and adults from 16 on up. We do have an apprenticeship program now to where a 12-year-old can take the 40-hour course. If they pass the course, they can trap under a mentor until they're 16 years old. They don't need a firearms license or have had to have the firearms course until they're 16. And they can actively set traps, they can harvest animals and be shown how to properly prepare the pelts, and they can sell the pelts themselves and get a check back in the mail from the auction houses.
That is awesome. What a great part-time job. I worked at Ponderosa. I don't know if you remember that or not, that place or not. I cooked french fries and steaks and stuff for people. I think I would have rather trapped.
We will return with more from the Ontario Fur Managers Association and Robin Horwath after these important words.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hunting season's getting closer. Hey, Mike Miller here, reminding you that Canadian Tire Pro Shops have everything you need for hunting season, from decoys and ammunition to trail cameras and game calls. Canadian Tire, Canada's hunting store.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com or give them a call toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? Let all the rest get lost in the immediate. You reach out for the important. You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a lightweight hunting chair with built-in storage and carrying strap, an OFAH edition buck knife, a fold-up saw, Tink's deer lure, an electronic scent warmer, and advanced HS scent away. This limited time OFAH membership package is only $89.95. Care enough to join today.
Aquatic invading species are a growing threat to our lakes and rivers and the native species that call them home. By taking 2 minutes to clean, drain, and dry your boat every time you take it out of the water, you will help stop the spread of aquatic invasive species into new water bodies. For more information, contact the Invading Species Hotline at 1-800-563-7711 or visit invadingspecies.com. A message from Ontario's Invading Species Awareness Program.
Well, these cables are shot. Can't believe we have to go all the way back to finish this job.
Wrong. I just bought my new satellite phone from Globalstar. I'll call the warehouse and have them bring us the parts while we keep working.
Come on. Satellite phones aren't cheap, and the airtime is brutal.
Wrong again. Globalstar has a free phone offer right now. Their airtime plans are very affordable, and the sound quality is awesome.
Wow. A free satellite phone, affordable airtime, and awesome sound? I'm getting a Globalstar phone tomorrow.
You finally got it right.
Free phone offer is for a limited time only. Activation and select airtime plan is required. Visit globalstar.com/hunt today to get all the details.
Go bargain hunting this fall with a trip to TSE stores. Set your sights on incredible deals for deer, duck, and upland game hunting. At TSE stores, we're excited about hunting season two. Don't forget to show your OFAH membership card.
TSE Stores, get a good deal more, your incredible country hardware store.
Hey, this is Mike.
I'm his brother Mark.
And we're planning our futures.
I'm skinny dipping this weekend.
I'm doing something natural too, next year.
You're going naked?
I'm going to Fleming College.
Au naturel?
To take one of their natural resources or environmental programs. Fleming College has some of the best programs with lots of hands-on learning and field trips. And it's in the Kawarthas with lots of great outdoor things to do nearby.
And everybody's...
wearing clothes, Mark.
Oh.
Hey, if you're thinking about taking an environmental or natural resources program, check out Fleming College at flemingcollege.ca.
Head on over to the OFAH Mario Cortolucci Hunting and Fishing Heritage Center for amazing deals on hunting and fishing equipment. The OFAH TSC Hunting for a Good Deal sale will run October 3rd and 4th starting at 9 a.m. Save up to 50% on tree stands, ground blinds, fish finders, and more. Take a tour of the beautiful Heritage Center while your kids participate at the Excalibur Archery Range, the Stoger Air Rifle Range, and the Outdoor Fishing Pond each day from 11 to 3. Get what you need for this season on sale.
Welcome back to Angler and Hunter Radio. We're talking to the General Manager of the Ontario Fur Managers Association, Robin Horwath, about trapping in Ontario and how you can get involved.
Now for me, obviously, a little later on in life for me, I certainly have not got my trapping license. I do have some property that's available to me. Do you have to have property yourself, or can you use private land or public land? How does that work if you do manage to get your trapping license?
So, Randy, there's a couple of things you can do. If you have your own private land or your family owns private land, you can get a license to trap on that. You can also get landowner permission forms, which are on our website also, and sign up other private property. In some of the districts in central and southern Ontario, there is crown land that you can get FMUs or resident trapping licenses on and get permission to trap that from the districts. And there's also registered trap lines that you can get a license from a head trapper. And that gives you permission to get a license to be a helper on that trap line. So there's lots of opportunity for people to get out there and start trapping even at an early age.
Now, obviously, I'm getting the feeling that it's maybe not lucrative. It would have to be something that you feel you have a passion for or you'd like to pursue.
Yeah, it's a passion. It's a way of life that if you're bitten with the bug to trap, money isn't always a driving factor for it. However, depending on the species that you trap, you take muskrat here 2 years ago, they averaged $14 a piece. In southern Ontario, you take the Elmer District around London, there's trappers there that harvest 1,000, 2,000 muskrats a year. $14 a piece, pretty lucrative sideline work along with doing your passion, right? So in some places, yes, it is hard to break even, but it depends on the species you trap and how much effort you want to put into it.
Very nice. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. What was that website again, just for our listeners to write down?
Yeah, so it's www.furmanagers.com.
And also, if you're ever by the Mario Cortolucci Hunting and Fishing Heritage Center, we have a trapper's cabin here with all kinds of different furs and some displays in there. So if you just want to have a look, a little tactile information, there again, we've got that there. So thank you so much for joining us, Robin.
Thank you, Randy. Thank you for having us on the show today.
Keeping an eye on mallard ducks with two-time OFAH grant recipient Matt Palumbo after these important words.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Hunting Corner is brought to you by Canadian Tire. Check out our new fishing and hunting pro shops at select Canadian Tire stores. Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pizer here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit kingfishermultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Hunting season is getting closer. Hey, Mike Miller here, reminding you that Canadian Tire has everything you need for hunting season. From decoys and ammunition to trail cameras and game calls. Canadian Tire, Canada's hunting store.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? Let all the rest get lost in the immediate. You reach out for the important. You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine. And only through this limited time offer, a lightweight hunting chair with built-in storage and carrying strap, an OFAH edition buck knife, a fold-up saw, Tink's deer lure, an electronic scent warmer, and advanced HS scent away. This limited time OFAH membership package is only $89.95. Care enough to join today.
Hey, are you fishing for better insurance? Good news! As an OFAH member, you can catch some great savings on your insurance with BrokerLink. Plus, for a limited time, call for a quote and you'll be entered for a chance to win a Polaris Sportsman ATV. Now that's a real deal. Give BrokerLink a call today and see what we can do for you.
It's a good time to call BrokerLink. 888-769-0030.
Well, these cables are shot. Can't believe we have to go all the way back to finish this job.
Wrong. I just bought my new satellite phone from Globalstar. I'll call the warehouse and have them bring us the parts while we keep working.
Come on. Satellite phones aren't cheap, and the airtime is brutal.
Wrong again. Globalstar has a free phone offer right now. Their airtime plans are very affordable, and the sound quality is awesome.
Wow. A free satellite phone, affordable airtime, and awesome sound? I'm getting a Globalstar phone tomorrow.
You finally got it right.
Free phone offer is for a limited time only. Activation and select airtime plan is required. Visit globalstar.com/hunt today to get all the details.
Hey, this is Mike.
I'm his brother Mark.
And we're planning our futures.
I'm skinny dipping this weekend.
I'm doing something natural too, next year.
You're going naked?
I'm going to Fleming College.
Au naturel?
To take one of their natural resources or environmental programs. Fleming College has some of the best programs with lots of hands-on learning and field trips. And it's in the Kawarthas with lots of great outdoor things to do nearby.
And everybody's...
wearing clothes, Mark.
Oh.
Hey, if you're thinking about taking an environmental or natural resources program, check out Fleming College at flemingcollege.ca.
Head on over to the OFAH Mario Cordellucci Hunting and Fishing Heritage Center for amazing deals on hunting and fishing equipment. The OFAH TSC Hunting for a Good Deal sale will run October 3rd and 4th starting at 9 a.m. Save up to 50% on tree stands, ground blinds, fish finders, and more. Take a tour of the beautiful Heritage Center while your kids participate at the Excalibur Archery Range, the Stoger Air Rifle Range, and the Outdoor Fishing Pond each day from 11 to 3. Get what you need for this season on sale.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Hunting Corner is brought to you by Canadian Tire. Check out our new fishing and hunting pro shops at select Canadian Tire stores.
Watching mallard duck migrations on your home computer is a reality, thanks to folks like two-time OFAH Research Grant Award winner Matt Palumbo, the recipient of the OFAH Dave Ankeny Sandy Johnson Award for Avian Ecology 2013-2014, habitat selection and survival of female mallards in the Lake St. Clair region during the autumn. Matt Palumbo, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good.
Good. So this research, we're talking about female mallards. We're not talking about the drakes or the males. What can you tell us to start off? How you ever got into the avian ecology research studies? What led you here?
What led me to the avian ecology side of things was, I guess, my first interest of being in the outdoors and hunting and fishing, growing up with my father, and that just led me to an interest in pretty much all things that were wildlife-related and game bird-related. And as I pursued that further and further in my education, I did some work as my master's on wild turkeys, and that was down in Mississippi where I got a really, really good appreciation for waterfowl ecology and management. And while I was there, I really became very interested in that side of things and moved on to a couple jobs after that and stayed in contact with some folks that were in the waterfowl world. And when a graduate position came up with Long Point Waterfowl, who I knew were a great research group, I jumped at the opportunity to get after it.
Very, very interesting, and interesting. It interests me too that you started off, with the wild turkey, and then took the jump over to waterfowl. And my first thoughts when you said that were was the common loon. And I've heard that in some ways, it's the common loon is actually distantly related to the wild turkey. So habitat selection and survival of female mallards in Lake St. Clair region during the autumn. So we're looking here primarily at adult female mallards and where they choose to live. How do you monitor? How do you research this type of thing?
Well, since it is a dynamic time of the year during autumn and winter that these birds are either preparing for migration or undergoing migration, they could be within the area for an extended period of time or a really short period of time. So what we end up doing is in August and September capture adult female mallards here on the eastern shore of Lake St. Clair and equip them with GPS satellite transmitters. So whether that bird stays here on the eastern shore, it goes to Michigan, or it migrates to Tennessee, the GPS satellites will relay points back to me, and they're solar powered. So they have an average lifespan of about 3 years or so. So whether or not that bird survives and migrates back forth, we can continually get information as to where it's at and when it's there.
Okay, very interesting. So why is it important that we get this information? Obviously, it's imperative for a better understanding of the of mallards. But is there anything else to that?
Sure. So what's really important is understanding where they're at while they're in Lake St. Clair and when they're there, because the area itself is one of the most important staging areas for waterfowl in the lower Great Lakes. And it's used by millions of waterfowl that are here, but mallards themselves are also one of the most harvested birds as they come through the area. So if we can try and understand how they're using the landscape and how that might relate to their survival, will provide conservation planners with a better idea of how to conserve them as a sustainable resource. And then also in terms of the birds as the resource themselves, there's also the landscape that they're using that's extremely important but also extremely threatened, as in about 90 to 95% of the wetlands that are in southwestern Ontario have been lost. So the remaining wetlands that are here are primarily conserved either through hunt clubs or through the federal government, or are the coastal wetlands that go into the lake themselves. So the remaining habitat is very important, and it sustains a large population of ducks that use it. So we're trying to provide information that can really get to the quantifiable side, how they're using the landscape, when and where, and how that relates to their survival.
More from Matt Palumbo and Electronic Mallards after these words.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you, with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pizer here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit kingfishermultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Hunting season's getting closer. Hey, Mike Miller here, reminding you that Canadian Tire Pro Shops have everything you need for hunting season, from decoys and ammunition to trail cameras and game calls. Canadian Tire, Canada's hunting store.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com or give them a call toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
Invasive species are one of the greatest threats to the health of Ontario's ecosystems. The Invading Species Awareness Program provides outreach, education, and an avenue for the public to report sightings of invasive species online or using their mobile device through EdMaps Ontario. To learn more, visit eddmaps.org/Ontario. A message from Ontario's Invading Species Awareness Program.
Well, these cables are shot. Can't believe we have to go all the way back to finish this job.
Wrong. I just bought my new satellite phone from Globalstar. I'll call the warehouse and have them bring us the parts while we keep working.
Come on. Satellite phones aren't cheap, and the airtime is brutal.
Wrong again. Globalstar has a free phone offer right now. Their airtime plans are very affordable, and the sound quality is awesome.
Wow. A free satellite phone, affordable airtime, and awesome sound? I'm getting a Globalstar phone tomorrow.
You finally got it right.
Free phone offer is for a limited time only. Activation and select airtime plan is required. Visit globalstar.com/hunt today to get all the details.
Go bargain hunting this fall with a trip to TSE stores. Set your sights on incredible deals for deer, duck, and upland game hunting. At TSE stores, we're excited about hunting season two. Don't forget to show your OFAH membership card.
TSC Stores, get a good deal more, your incredible country hardware store.
Hey, this is Mike.
I'm his brother Mark.
And we're planning our futures.
I'm skinny dipping this weekend.
I'm doing something natural too, next year.
You're going naked?
I'm going to Fleming College.
Au naturel?
To take one of their natural resources or environmental programs. Fleming College has some of the best programs with lots of hands-on learning and field trips. And it's in the Kawarthas with lots of great outdoor things to do nearby.
And everybody's...
wearing clothes, Mark.
Oh.
Hey, if you're thinking about taking an environmental or natural resources program, check out Fleming College at flemingcollege.ca.
Head on over to the OFAH Mario Cortolucci Hunting and Fishing Heritage Center for amazing deals on hunting and fishing equipment. The OFAH TSC Hunting for a Good Deal sale will run October 3rd and 4th starting at 9 a.m. Save up to 50% on tree stands, ground blinds, fish finders, and more. Take a tour of the beautiful Heritage Center while your kids participate at the Excalibur Archery Range, the Stoger Air Rifle Range, and the Outdoor Fishing Pond each day from 11 to 3. Get what you need for this season on sale.
Welcome back to Angler and Hunter Radio. You are listening to my chat with two-time OFAH Research Grant Award winner Matt Palumbo on Mallard Ducks.
What type of tools do you use to monitor this? I guess, you know, the tracking devices. Is there anything that you use commonly? Is there anything coming down the pipes that's more high-tech? Can you give our listeners a bit of a scope on how you function, how you perform that function?
The monitoring end of things between the GPS units, that's changing on a yearly basis, and it's getting smaller and smaller units that are getting more and more accurate. So the ones that I currently use now relay information back to me through cell towers, so they're literally sending like a text message to this site that I monitor where the birds are at. But if they stop relaying points or they don't get enough solar coverage where the battery might drain and I don't know exactly what's going on with the birds, they're also equipped with a radio transmitter. So commonly I'll go out and try and pick up birds that haven't been relaying points for a few days with this radio transmitter, which is a large antenna, a headset, and a receiver where you're literally driving or maneuvering around the landscape to pick up that signal to determine the fate of the bird. So that's a lot of my time is spent tracking those birds down. And then outside of that, it's pretty much just pounding the pavement of verifying the habitat types that are out there with the GPS, handheld GPS unit, then talking with landowners and sitting down around a table with a map and outlining different habitat types. And that's the lion's share of what my fall entails.
Right. So have you found that these female mallards have a lot of commonality, or have you found a few that just don't fit the norm? Are there any unusual stories or anything that any of your findings that that are worthy of a story?
I guess the most, one that threw me for a loop, because I wasn't quite sure exactly how the birds were going to use the landscapes when I first put the GCS transmitters on them. And actually the first bird that put a transmitter on the eastern shore of Lake St. Clair went over to Michigan and spent the entire fall and winter in Michigan and was using a very residential strategy in terms of wetland and habitat use. It spent a lot of time in a Lowe's parking lot that had this stormwater retention pond in it.
Okay.
And then would move over to a golf course or another little like strip mall that had these stormwater retention ponds in it. And at first, you see birds like that all the time in residential areas, but I just didn't really expect it at first, knowing that there's so many birds on the eastern shore of Lake St. Clair here, and there's also a lot of habitat for them to use, so I didn't expect to see that. But she was commonly referred to as my Lowe's bird, and she spent a lot of time in that Lowe's parking lot area.
that's amazing. So obviously you're collecting a lot of data here. Is any of this data shareable? Is it something that our listeners can get access to?
Sure. There's a couple different ways that it will be shared. Once the project's completed, my goal is to publish the research findings in science journals. But also, while the project is undergoing, we have what we coined a mallard tracker program.
Okay.
So if you go to the Long Point Waterfowl website, you can go to a link that says mallard tracker, and what we have on there are maps of where the birds are moving within the fall and winter that people can look at. And then also on top of that is sort of a fundraising and the things to help fund the research. We're doing a sponsorship where groups can sponsor a duck for $1,000, and they get access to Google Earth images that they can then download and actually zoom in, interactively move the map around, click on the point, see what time it was there, see where it was going, and sort of track the ducks that way as well.
Oh, neat. Very, very interesting. So anything else to add, Matt? Anybody you'd like to thank? Anything else? Any updates that you'd like to tell us about?
Oh, sure. Well, this year we've had really great success so far. We've banded and trapped nearly 750 birds total. We put out 39 transmitters this year. Really expect to get a lot of really good information out of that. And in terms of getting that off the ground and getting the project going and keeping it going, there's a long laundry list of people that I'd like to thank. Between my advisors, Scott Petrie, Nick Schumer, Long Point Waterfowl staff and volunteers, Ted Barney has been very instrumental in helping get the project off the ground. My technician, Jacques Van Dyle. There's a long list of volunteers, of staff and students within LPW and also other organizations that have helped out. And there's a long list of funders between Wildlife Habitat Canada, Ducks Unloaded, TD Friends of the Environment. And I'd really like to thank also the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters for supporting me and supporting this project through the research grant program, because it's been very, very helpful and very, very much appreciated.
Well, we're glad to help, and it's good to see that somebody's keeping an eye on our waterfowl populations and doing their part out there, and especially for you doing such a great job. We congratulate you for that, and thank you so much for spending a little time indoors outside of the field with us today, Matt.
Thank you very much.
A father and son perspective on this year's OFAH Delta Heritage Day Youth Hunt when we return with more Angler and Hunter Radio.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Hunting Corner is brought to you by Canadian Tire. Check out our new fishing and hunting pro shops at select Canadian Tire stores.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pizer here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit KingfisherMultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Hunting season's getting closer. Hey, Mike Miller here, reminding you that Canadian Tire Pro Shops have everything you need for hunting season, from decoys and ammunition to trail cameras and game calls. Canadian Tire, Canada's hunting store.
It's time to put your year in gear. Canada's best-selling side-by-sides and ATVs are all under one roof, and they're all on sale right now at your Polaris dealer. You can get rebates as high as $1,000, financing as low as 3.99%, and more. Sportsman 570 and ETX come with a free 5-year extended warranty. And you could save over $1,100 on a roof, windshield, and winch package for Ranger XP 900. Now's the time to search Canada's best-selling lineup of side-by-sides and ATVs and find the machine to match your passion. It's the Polaris XP sales event with rebates as high as $1,000 and financing as low as 3.99%. See your Polaris dealer now. Offers valid in Canada through 4/30/15 at select new full-size 2008 through 2015 models. See dealer for details, subject to credit approval. 5-year Polaris Protection Limited warranty coverage starts at date of purchase, subject to $50 deductible. ATVs can be hazardous to operate. Polaris adult models are for riders age 16 and older. Always wear a helmet and be sure to take a training course. Polaris machines are not intended for on-road use.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? Let all the rest get lost in the immediate. You reach out for the important. You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a lightweight hunting chair with built-in storage and carrying strap, an OFAH edition buck knife, a fold-up saw, Tink's deer lure, an electronic scent warmer, and advanced HS scent away. This limited time OFAH membership package is only $89.95. Care enough to join today.
Aquatic invading species are a growing threat to our lakes and rivers and the native species that call them home. By taking 2 minutes to clean, drain, and dry your boat every time you take it out of the water, you will help stop the spread of aquatic invasive species into new water bodies. For more information, contact the Invading Species Hotline at 1-800-563-7711 or visit invadingspecies.com. A message from Ontario's Invading Species Awareness Program.
Well, these cables are shot. Can't believe we have to go all the way back to finish this job.
Wrong. I just bought my new satellite phone from Globalstar. I'll call the warehouse and have them bring us the parts while we keep working.
Come on. Satellite phones aren't cheap, and the airtime is brutal.
Wrong again. Globalstar has a free phone offer right now. Their airtime plans are very affordable, and the sound quality is awesome.
Wow. A free satellite phone, affordable airtime, and awesome sound? I'm getting a Global Star phone tomorrow.
You finally got it right.
Free phone offer is for a limited time only. Activation and select airtime plan is required. Visit globalstar.com/hunt today to get all the details.
Head on over to the OFAH Mario Cordellucci Hunting and Fishing Heritage Center for amazing deals on hunting and fishing equipment. The OFAH TSC Hunting for a Good Deal sale will run October 3rd and 4th starting at 9 a.m. Save up to 50% on tree stands, ground blinds, fish finders, and more. Take a tour of the beautiful Heritage Center while your kids participate at the Excalibur Archery Range, the Stoger Air Rifle Range, and the Outdoor Fishing Pond each day from 11 to 3. Get what you need for this season on sale.
Welcome back. The OFAH and Delta Waterfowl, with the support of Wildlife Habitat Canada and Environment Canada, recently hosted their annual Heritage Day Youth Hunt. And I caught up with father and son, Jason and Caleb, for some comments on their experience.
So joining us is Jay, and Jay, his son, Caleb, was part of the youth hunt this past weekend, the Heritage Day Youth Hunt with the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters and Delta Waterfowl. How are you doing, Jay?
Good. How are you doing, Randy?
Good. How did you find out about the youth hunt?
Well, actually, we've been just really nearly members of the OFHA, and we actually found out through, we got an email, but we actually also seen it in the Outdoors magazine.
Right, right. And obviously, Caleb is interested in hunting. Did he get that from you?
Well, I'm actually new to hunting as well. I've only started in the last year. So, yeah, him and I were kind of learning together.
Well, that's neat. So it's something that you can do together.
Yep.
And anything that inspired the two of you, or is it something you just wanted to get outdoors somehow, or is there a story behind it?
Well, actually, what it is I've got an uncle that hunts, mm-hmm. and I've always kind of had an interest in it, but I've never really really had the desire to go out and do it. And then when my son come along, we do a lot of dirt biking and camping and stuff like that.
Okay.
And we thought that, you know what, we love the outdoors, and we love nature, and we love camping and all that, so we thought we'd give it a go. And, it took us down that avenue, and we've never looked back so far.
So was this one of Caleb's first hunting experiences?
Yeah, Caleb actually went hunting with me last year in the fall. We went deer hunting. We didn't really see anything. This is the first time on his own, and when the opportunity arose, I said, you know what, Caleb, I'd like to get into some waterfowl hunting, but I would like to learn the right way. And so there was this opportunity that came up, and I said, this is a chance for you to get out there and gain some knowledge, and then maybe you can mentor me.
Yeah, yeah.
And it just, so that's how it happened.
Yeah, sharing the knowledge, so to speak.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so the event itself, highlights for you as a father?
You know what, I walked in there, and I sat in the meeting, and they were, talking about, what was going to happen and everything. And you know what? They focused, I was really impressed, because the main focus was all about the safety. Safety was number one. It was the top priority. And then it was about having fun.
Yeah.
And, it was really a relaxed and very personal experience. And I really got a good feeling right from the get-go. Now, I didn't get a chance to actually take him up to the lake. My wife did that, but mm-hmm. she said that when she dropped him off, the people were extremely warm and kind, and then she went to the barbecue afterwards, and she really thought it was well done, really well done.
Well, that's good. Well, I'm glad that you had a positive experience, and that's really what, passing our heritage on is all about. It's something that all hunters like to do, and especially as we get older, we really want to pass that warm family feeling onto new hunters, as well as you and your son. So is Caleb around? Could I talk to him?
Yeah, he is, and I'm gonna pass him the phone.
Okay, thanks so much, Jay, for giving our listeners a little insight into the hunt.
Thanks, Randy.
You're welcome.
Hello,
Caleb. How are you doing? It's Randy Jennings from Angler and Hunter Radio.
Nice to meet you, Randy.
Yeah. So I think I was also your teacher. your hunter education teacher and, yep. and your firearm teacher. So, and I think I did see a picture of, was that you holding up the goose?
No, I actually didn't get anything on the hunt.
Okay, so I remember you now. But how did it go? So tell me a little bit, first of all, about, so you got there in the morning and you met Mike. Mike was your mentor?
Yeah, Mike White.
Okay, and how was Mike as a mentor? What did he teach you?
He was absolutely awesome.
Yeah?
He went out in the boat and he showed us how we set up. Like, we throw the ducks out and, like, we set up the mojo and we set up the actual blind on the boat, and he talked about like how it's always like number one priority at all time is about safety.
Mm-hmm.
And he told us just about like what we need to do and how to do it, so we are always safe. That's what I mean.
Right, yeah. And when you say you threw the ducks out, you meant the decoys?
Yeah, the decoys, yep.
And what is a mojo decoy? What is that?
It's just a duck, but it's on a pole. It's kind of weird. You stick it into, like, the... Because you're closer to the shore.
Yeah.
A lake or a swamp. So you stick it into, like, the mud or the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And it has wings that actually turn.
Okay.
So when you turn it on, the wings just turn. And I guess it's supposed to represent, like, a real live duck.
Okay.
So it's just more... So when, like, the birds see it, they're like, oh, it's a real duck type thing.
Right.
So they get comfortable and they're like, okay, like it's not dangerous or anything, so they just come in.
Right. Now, when you, obviously you were out there, it's very good of Mike to pass all that knowledge on to you, but when you got back after the actual hunting, what kind of activities did you enjoy back there in Beaudely?
Well, what they did was, when we got back, we went to this farm and they showed us how to gut a duck.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, they cleaned it for us, and they showed us, like, they had this cool machine, like, how to defeather it and all these different techniques. And then they really just showed us how to gut it and clean it.
Right. Okay.
So
you learned how to process your game. And did you get a chance to try some, to eat some?
Actually, when we came home, since I didn't get anything and since some of the people there, like, already somewhat hunting, they just came back for a second year or third year.
Right.
So what they did was they actually gave me a duck.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so right now it's sitting down in my freezer.
Oh, okay, so you're going to actually cook it and enjoy it with your parents.
Yeah, this weekend, I hope.
That's amazing. So for future plans for Caleb and his dad, Jason, for you guys, are you going to do some more waterfowl hunting?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
That's great. Well, you know what? It was a pleasure training you your hunter education, training you your firearms. You were a great student. And I'm really glad that we gave you guys, you know, your first step in hunting. And it'll set you on a new journey that you guys will remember for the rest of your life.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, make sure you listen to Angler and Hunter Radio this weekend. Look us up on the website, and you'll be on the radio.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome, Caleb. You take care.
The win a Yamaha Alumacraft boat contest right after these messages.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pizer here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit kingfishermultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Hunting season's getting closer. Hey, Mike Miller here, reminding you that Canadian Tire Pro Shops have everything you need for hunting season, from decoys and ammunition to trail cameras and game calls. Canadian Tire, Canada's hunting store.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime?
Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com or give them a call toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
Invasive species are one of the greatest threats to the health of Ontario's ecosystems. The Invading Species Awareness Program provides outreach, education, and an avenue for the public to report sightings of invasive species online or using their mobile device through EdMaps Ontario. To learn more, visit eddmaps.org/Ontario. A message from Ontario's Invading Species Awareness Program.
Well, these cables are shot. Can't believe we have to go all the way back to finish this job.
Wrong. I just bought my new satellite phone from Globalstar. I'll call the warehouse and have them bring us the parts while we keep working.
Come on. Satellite phones aren't cheap, and the airtime is brutal.
Wrong again. Globalstar has a free phone offer right now. Their airtime plans are very affordable, and the sound quality is awesome.
Wow. A free satellite phone, affordable airtime, and awesome sound? I'm getting a Globalstar phone tomorrow.
You finally got it right.
Free phone offer is for a limited time only. Activation and select airtime plan is required. Visit globalstar.com/hunt today to get all the details.
Go bargain hunting this fall with a trip to TSE stores. Set your sights on incredible deals for deer, duck, and upland game hunting. At TSE stores, we're excited about hunting season 2. Don't forget to show your OFAH membership card.
TSC Stores, get a good deal more, your incredible country hardware store.
Hey, this is Mike.
I'm his brother Mark.
And we're planning our futures.
I'm skinny dipping this weekend.
I'm doing something natural too, next year.
You're going naked?
I'm going to Fleming College.
Au naturel?
To take one of their natural resources or environmental programs. Fleming College has some of the best programs with lots of hands-on learning and field trips. And it's in the Kawarthas with lots of great outdoor things to do nearby.
And everybody's...
wearing clothes, Mark.
Oh.
Hey, if you're thinking about taking an environmental or natural resources program, check out Fleming College at flemingcollege.ca.
Head on over to the OFAH Mario Cordellucci Hunting and Fishing Heritage Center for amazing deals on hunting and fishing equipment. The OFAH TSC Hunting for a Good Deal sale will run October 3rd and 4th starting at 9 a.m. Save up to 50% on tree stands, ground blinds, fish finders, and more. Take a tour of the beautiful Heritage Center while your kids participate at the Excalibur Archery Range, the Stoger Air Rifle Range, and the Outdoor Fishing Pond each day from 11 to 3. Get what you need for this season on sale.
Welcome to the voice of Anglers and Hunters, Angler and Hunter Radio. We had a record response to our win, a Yamaha Alumacraft fishing package. So we are now accepting entries for the Angler and Hunter Radio waterfowl package. To win an MV1648 Alumacraft with SMHA Yamaha outboard and trailer valued at $9,291. Listen to Angler and Hunter Radio for a weekly passcode and then visit the contest page to enter for your chance to win. You can also obtain an additional passcode by liking us on Facebook or following us on Twitter. We will post one additional passcode sometime during the week following the airing of the show. One entry per person per passcode. Full contest rules are available on the contest page. By the way, today's passcode is custom. The OFAH TSC Hunting for a Deal sale is coming up October 3rd and 4th. At the OFAH Mario Cordellucci Hunting and Fishing Heritage Center, 4601 Guthrie Drive, Peterborough, Ontario. Get up to 50% off of tree stands, ground blinds, range finders, and more. Tour the Mario Cordellucci Hunting and Fishing Heritage Center and bring the kids along to try out the Stoger Canada Pellet Gun Range, Excalibur Archery Range, Stocked Fish Pond, and more. Autumn is officially here, and it's time to get outdoors. Until next time, I'm Randy Jennings.
The Angler and Hunter Radio Show has been brought to you by Canadian Tire. Check out our new hunting and fishing pro shops at select Canadian Tire stores. Yamaha. What kind of Yamaha are you? and by Alumacraft and Kingfisher Boats, celebrating a tradition of excellence. Angler and Hunter Radio is a production of the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. Please send your tall tales and comments to ahradio.ca.
Don't forget, you can check out past episodes of Angler and Hunter Radio on the web at anglerandhunterradio.ca or wrvoradio.com.